Hello, my name is Jabroli. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please call up and hang. Please call up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
You're looking for a testing site near you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, can I have your county?
I don't have the county. What kind? Alabama, Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa.
What time do you close?
Hold on for a second.
So what is your name? What is your name?
Okay. What other county is closer to you?
Alabama, Tuscaloosa.
I know. I'm not having anything come up for Tuscaloosa, so I'm asking you what other county is closer to you?
I don't know what other county is closer to me. I mean, you could just see if you can find one that's closer.
Hold on. Please hold for a second, please.
Hello?
Please hold for a second, please.
What are you going to look at something?
Ma'am, hold on for a second.
Hello?
Yes, could you hold for a second, please?
How long are you going to be? How long are you going to be?
Ma'am, I'm looking... You don't know what other counties close to you because I don't have anything popping up for Tuscaloosa is what I'm trying to explain.
That's where I live at, Tuscaloosa.
Okay, ma'am, I'm asking you, are you close to any other county so I can find you a clinic?
No.
Like, what is Tuscaloosa close to by you? Like, what's the closest for you?
I mean, the closest would be maybe if they have, like, a clinic by, like, by a store or something like that. Did you hear me?
Yes. Okay, so I'm just going to provide you with someone's number that you can call, and you can ask them the questions about the time.
You mean somebody's number?
Yes, ma'am.
What number?
That number is 334.
What number is it?
This is the phone number regarding the vaccine.
What time do they close?
I cannot tell you that time right now because you didn't provide me with the county.
So you're trying to make it easier for yourself?
No. We have this thing where we ask you for your county and we look it up. If it doesn't pop up, I have to ask you, are you close to any other county that's near your county? You said you don't know, so
what is it?
Hold on for a second, man. I'm finna get you transferred.
To who? Just give me, you can still do any number. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Could you hold for a second, please? I'm going to get you transferred.
Yeah, I said you can still do it in the number. Did you hear me? Hello?
Ma'am, could you hear me?
I said you can still give me the number. Won't you still give me the number?
Okay, that number is for Tuscaloosa. Hold on for a second. Because the only things that I have popped up for right now is just Jefferson County, Mobile, Coosa County, Shelby, Limestone, Baldwin, Morgan, Montgomery, Mobile. I don't have Tuscaloosa. Okay. Can you try giving me your zip code?
I don't know the zip codes. I mean, I know, but I don't know off the top of my head. I know.
Okay, hold on. Ma'am?
Yeah. You didn't give me that number, though. What's the number?
Okay, I can. Hold on for a second.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on for a second.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on for a second. All right. So that number is 256.
Okay. That's for Tuscaloosa.
Yes, ma'am. This is for Tuscaloosa.
So let me, because I was going to write it down, but you didn't give it to me. So what is it? You said 250?
Hold on. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ma'am, are you ready?
Yeah, you had to make sure you give me the right number.
Yes, ma'am. This is, your zip code is 35405, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That phone number is 205-562-6900, and this is for the Tuscaloosa County Health Department.
Okay, and you don't know what time they close?
They close at 5 p.m. every day except for Saturday and Sunday. They are closed on Saturday and Sunday.
So what time is it now down there?
I do not know what time it is in Tuscaloosa right now because I am in another county.
Oh, so you said 205-552-64. Yeah.
No, ma'am.
205-562-6900.
Any other questions?
Where are you located at? Can you hear me?
Ma'am?
Yeah.
I am located in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. All right, I just do a call. All right, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling the COVID-19 hotline. You enjoy your day.
Is this the coronavirus hotline number?
Yes, ma'am. You meant to call this number?
Yeah, I meant to call it. But can you give me the number for the COVID-19 hotline, just in case?
This is the coronavirus hotline, ma'am.
I said the number, the phone number. Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on for a second. All right, the number is
855.
Yes, with that number, you're still, they're going to tell you the same thing. You have to register. And what you are asking for is
855,
566,
5333. 5333.
So
855-566-5333.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's
33?
Ma'am? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you having a hard time hearing me?
It sounds like you're away from the phone.
So 855-566-5333?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you can't ask a coronavirus question still, right?
No, that is if you're inquiring on getting the vaccine.
Oh, so you don't answer. I thought you said if you're a coronavirus hotline, you don't answer coronavirus questions, not if somebody want to get the vaccine.
If you want to get the vaccine?
Do you answer coronavirus questions? That's what I'm saying. If somebody has a question about coronavirus, do you answer it? Or, you know,
no, ma'am. I get you pre-registered for the vaccine. That's it.
Okay. All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
Echo. Good.